day you hired me, I knew we'd clash eventually, and that day has come. You spouted out your complaint and listed all the kinds of pain my action had brought on. When I was truthful, it disrupted your deceit. My honesty made it hard for you to cheat. When you were done, all I could think of was a two-word critique. You acted like you couldn't hear. You cupped your hand around your ear. So let me repeat my statement and make things clear. Be fruitful and multiply like the bees and the birds. You can do it if you try. Go on and give it a whirl. You know I'm not the kind of guy who likes to mince words. So what you heard was be fruitful and multiply. I just used other words. At first I didn't have a clue. By watching I learned the rules. You do business by. You think employees are a burden, and when they're really hurting, it's easier to keep them in line. For you, quality doesn't even make the list. Valid complaints are automatically dismissed. In the end, this one short sentence helped me to quit. I uttered it and walked away. Then you commanded me to stay. At the risk of being redundant, just let me say, be fruitful and multiply like the bees and the birds. You can do it if you try. Go on and give it a whirl. You see, I'm not the kind of guy who likes to mince words. So what you heard was be fruitful and multiply. I just used other words. I don't make it a habit to use words that aren't polite. My mama taught me it ain't right. But I'll make an exception for a conniving, cheating rat. Just like the one I'm looking at. Be fruitful and multiply like the bees and the birds. You can do it if you try. Go on and give it a whirl. You see, I'm not the kind of guy who likes to mince words. So what you heard was be fruitful and multiply. I just used other words. I said be fruitful and multiply. I just used different words. I mean be fruitful and multiply. I just used smaller words.